This episode, Every Door Direct. Well, in a previous episode, we talked about the Every Door Direct program, and we thought that this episode will be that deeper dive into that Every Door Direct program. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled Every Door Direct, and to help me explain, I'm here with my ever-cheerful co-host and old buddy Johnny. Johnny, what has been happening this week? Anything exciting? Anything new in your life?
No. Actually, this week was comprised of, ta-da, more boards on the deck. So here's the deal, folks. I know I keep talking about this, but I just haven't bit the bullet and just done it all at once. And the problem is just getting rid of the old material. So that slows me down. But every time time I go to Lowe's, I only buy about three or four more boards. And then I put them down. I got to cut the old ones up. So it's a continuing thing. But I'm getting there. I'm getting real close to being all done with this.
It's the ongoing project. It's ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. And that's okay. Hey, yeah. You know what? It happens.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny. This week we're going to talk about Every Door Direct. But before we get started, we would like you to like and subscribe to our channels. Both if you're listening on the podcast, please like and subscribe to the show. If you're looking at us on YouTube, and I know that's a scary thought. Anyway, if you would like and subscribe, we appreciate it. It helps us get the words out there. We hope we're giving you good content and all of the things that we're hoping we're helping you save time, money, and aggravation in your home maintenance repair. Also, a couple of tips on how to help you run the handyman business. With that, Johnny, let's talk about Every Door Direct. I made a few points. Folks, if you didn't watch the previous episode, I can't remember which one it is, but it's irrelevant at this point. We talk about local marketing every once in a while. And so this is designed for you people that are marketing local businesses, including the handyman service, as it were. And the biggest thing, this is a program through the United States Post Office, and we'll get into a little bit on their website, and we'll show you some things on the website coming up. But I would call this hyper-local marketing, wouldn't you, Johnny? You can literally target neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think on the other podcast that we did about this, you know, that we were discussing things like, you know, people that are in your neighborhood, you always get these cards. I'm in your neighborhood or whatever.
This was the result of somebody threw a business card on my lawn.
Right.
That's
exactly what it was. So we want to come back and revisit this, because I think this is a great tool for you guys out there trying to find new leads. Or you might be in a neighborhood, or you might've found a neighborhood that has just the exact type of, you know, work that you might be looking for.
Right.
You know, as we all know, it might be a certain age of the house or something like that, that, you know, you're going through and you're like, hey, man, that's a gold mine right there. So, you know, now I might want to think about, you know, targeting all those customers or those prospects,
potentials, prospects. Yeah,
those
you know,
suspects.
How do I get into that neighborhood in general? Because, folks, if you don't know anything about marketing is all about demographics. And what demographics are is in our case for the handyman business, it's going to be the age of the home, the income level of the people, how old are the actual homeowners? What is their, you know, do they do the repairs themselves or not? These are all the kinds of things that we're kind of looking at. And basically for us, a good prospect comes in for the fact of how old is the home and then an income level as well, because the more income that people have, the chances are they're not going to do the work themselves as a general rule of thumb. So I definitely know that I run through neighborhoods based on age alone because, wow, you know, and it's always the same problems, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, there's, like I said, everybody's business is going to be a little bit different. You know, everybody's skill set's going to be a little bit different. And then, you know, you're going to find out what you really do well, which we talk about all the time.
Right.
And then you might say, man, I could use more of that work because I can really make some money at it and whip through it. And I know what I'm doing and that kind of thing. So, Yeah, and it might be on the demographic of, you know, younger people, older people. It doesn't matter. But, you know, a lot of times what I found is all about the age of the home. I mean,
the age of the builder, right? You know, if you go through some of these homes, they were all built by the same builder, and they made the same mistakes through every single home.
Right, right. Surprise. Well, you know, it's not just the mistakes, but it might be, you know, hey, now if you've been in one of those homes, you know how it was built.
Right.
And that's going to cut a lot of time off, you know, diagnosing issues and fixing things and that kind of thing. So now maybe you're like the, you know, that expert guy in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, and it's happened to me too.
Yeah. No, it's happened to me as well. You just get in and you just actually understand that, and a lot of it has to do with materials and all that kind of thing. But at 20 to 30 years,
yeah, homes you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And maybe it's something that you want to say, hey, I can offer you, you know, a free inspection. I'm going to be in the area. I can, whatever that might be, you know.
Well, yeah, so that brings up our second part of this topic. So this is a direct mail program, right? And one of the biggest things in marketing is just making sure you have a good offer. And the offer needs to be something that people can take action on today. And we're not going to go into a deep dive on making what is considered a good offer. But I want you to understand, this is kind of the thing about when we talked about the business card on the lawn. I did give the particular guy that threw his business card on my lawn a bit of credit in that he had a good business card. So he did his business card right by what is our standards. He had a mini brochure on his business card and this and that. But in a direct mail piece, just that information is not compelling enough for people to actually give you a call or send you a text or send you an email, right? Which is what the goal is. If your goal is to generate more business, you have to have a compelling offer. And Johnny just gave a good one. That's a free inspection, particularly because of Every Door Direct's ability to target neighborhoods, you can do a lot of inspections in a neighborhood in one day. Like a bunch, you know.
So, yeah, so let's contrast this just a bit, because I know everybody's out there, everybody might be out there thinking, well, you know what, yeah, but that's old school, the mail. I mean, I can put stuff on Facebook, I can, you know, do this, I can do a lot of electronic stuff, but I'm telling you that, you know, if you do micro-targeting or whatever on like a, electronically, you know, over Google Ads or whatever it might be. I mean, how many times do you just see that stuff and just get rid of it now because it's everybody's doing it? And then when you go back to something more traditional, maybe old school, you know, people are kind of going back and looking at it more than they would. And you have the ability now to target instead of some of the other, you know, methods out there. Now there's things like, you know, Nextdoor and things like that are, you know, you can do a little bit targeting that way, but something like this, where you can actually pick it up, read it and hold it, has a little bit different feel, I guess. I don't know what the word is, than just, you know, on the screen nowadays.
Yeah. Part of it is when you ditch the electronic media, it's just gone. Right. It actually is literally gone. When you have to ditch, and trust me, I look at all of my direct mail. Now, 9 times out of 10, I look at it's in an envelope. I look at it and I either rip it in half. Honestly, what do I get most of these days? Credit card offers. Don't need another credit card. But I look at them. Right. I always look at them. And usually they print, again, back to this offer. They print the offer on the outside, you know, 0% fine. Well, they don't do that right now, but. If somebody sends me one and it says 0% financing for 12 months, 18 months, right? I'll look at that one because it's advantageous to me, right? So it comes straight away. But if it's like, you know, get a low rate of 10.8%, yeah, goodbye. That gets thrown in the trash straight away. But I always look at them. That if I take and I get these from Home Depot a lot, right? Obviously, because we're in the Home Depot business. But I get a lot of those 0% financing things in direct mail. I get them electronically also, but the ones that I get in the mail actually get stuck in my truck and they sit there until they expire. Then I throw them out if I don't use them, but I keep them because I might need it.
Right.
And in this case, with what we do in the handyman business and things like that, there's a good possibility if your offer is made right and you have that good little, I would put the little mini brochure on it, but I'd have some sort of offer above it, that gets stuck on the refrigerator under a magnet. And why? because you might reference it in the future. You can't, that is difficult to do electronically.
We've talked about it in another show, but there's something about things like this that when, if you get something stuck on a refrigerator, it just kind of sits there.
It can be for a long time.
I mean, for a long time. So it's just interesting. It's just human behavior. I don't know.
The point being is it can pay off in a period. I always tell the story of, I used to do a lot of soliciting when I was in the vending business, and I would go door to door, and I had a brochure that was actually, it was a good offering for the vending business. And I got a call about 2.5 years after I dropped those off. And this guy says to me, I've got your brochure on my desk. It's been sitting there about 2 years. He said, I think we're ready for you now. And I mean, I was like, whoa. Okay, lesson learned, right? But yeah. Same thing here, same point here, is if it does get saved, there's a possibility that this could work for you much farther out than you ever anticipate. It's not a guarantee, but it's one of my last statement in all of this is test, right? So you can run these tests, and we'll get to this, but this is inexpensive enough that you can do a test market program on this. And you gauge your results, right? I mean, that's really what it is. But you've got to have a decent offer, and it needs to be a take action offer, as they say. It can be any number of things, and you're welcome. Look this up online about what sort of way you need to write it and things. But it's like, you know, whatever. Johnny, I like a free inspection one. You know, hey, if you've got this problem, let us come take a look.
I run into stuff like that a lot. I honestly, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Right.
And, everybody's walking around. Listen, everybody's walking around and they're looking at their, I'll just tell you, I'm just doing my deck. So that's on my mind. And it's like, everybody's looking at rotting wood or just old stuff and saying, man, I need to do something about that. You might just be the spark that creates action.
Right. And so this is just in the bigger marketing sense. If you can get in and you present yourself well, and you come across as that, as we've talked about 100 million times, being the trusted professional, you're farther ahead than anything you can do electronically, with the possible exception of videos. But videos are very, very challenging to do them well. So I just think that this is something that you just got to look at. So Johnny, let's pull up the Every Door Direct website, because we're going to just kind of show you some of the really powerful things. I think it's powerful anyway. I was really shocked that all of this information is just there. You could use this for any number of different things, but this is just the ability to look at local neighborhoods and actually see what I'm going to expand my screen out so I can see what Johnny's looking at. But you picked you can go up in here in this search bar that's up here. And Johnny, just scroll your mouse over there, because you've got control of the mouse on this one. But Johnny typed in Woodstock, Georgia, which is a town close to us here. And it shows this map of every single route that's in Woodstock, Georgia. And so as he scrolls in, if you're doing work in Woodstock, Georgia, for example, and say you happen to be on a particular street, you can actually find the street you're on, and that'll give you the mail route for all of the people generally on that street and that whole neighborhood. And so you can click on that, and John, just click on any one. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, that one looks good. And you'll see over on the right-hand side, John's pulled up that it's one route. It is 613 total mail pieces that you need to send. And its approximate cost is $124.44. Now, that is the mailing cost. Mm-hmm. But that will hit every door on that route for $124.44. Now you get to make your mail pieces, which on the website, this is USPS.com. It's Every Door Direct Mail, and it's got all kinds of information there. But over on the, if you look at the top of the, on the right-hand side of the screen, it says using EDDM, so it'll tell you what you need to do. But Johnny, pull up that route, and let's look at it in the table. Let's see, the table?
When you do this, when you're looking at this, it's giving you the, it's giving you some of the demographics of that route.
Right.
And, so and you'll see that it's, you'll see how many, the residential, of course, it's the total mail pieces, and it's also on the right-hand side, but the age demographic, the size in the household.
And the household income.
The income level. So if I go, let's go with that, and we go into the table now, I can sort this by income levels, by the cost of the, the Every Door Direct, by the
age,
the percentage,
percentage of age.
Of the 25 to 34 year olds, residential versus the businesses that might be in the, on that route, and then be able to click on this.
And you can change these. So you can change that. Like the ones that matter to us are basically, I think, are income and age. And so you can up the ages, you know, if you're looking for people, maybe not 25 to 34, but say 35 to 55. Johnny, just click over on that and click it up one.
So I'll take this. I'll take my route that I just clicked. I'll take that off the map.
Okay.
And let's go ahead. And what was it, Larry, that you wanted?
Just click up the age. Click it up to like 35.
Well, yeah, let's. Here, it's the percentage of these people are
right. But click it up one. I just want to see what we get when we go up to a different age range.
So it, all it's doing, Larry, is just sorting the percentage of the 25 to 34.
Okay, all right.
So let's say, folks, you might want to be here's the way I would look at this. In one scenario, and that is that I might be thinking about, you know, how much I charge per hour. I might want to take a look at the income levels.
Right. Right.
You know, and kind of go for a little bit of a higher, income level network.
Yes.
So I might want this one here. It's going to cost me $107. You know, it was $515 residential.
Right.
You know, and I can click that in this case, Woodstock, Georgia.
Right. Right.
Okay. So there's several ways to slice and dice this to get to where you know, where you're at, where you think you want to be.
Right.
For a variety of reasons.
Right. Very much so. Yeah, very, very much so. And I just, it's a really unique tool that I'm not sure how many people are aware it's available, but it really gives you that ability to do that hyper local. And when I say hyper local, I mean, you're right down to, you're looking at, you know, 500 people, that's it, or 500 prospects with a bunch of very specific information. And particularly if you've been out, like both John and I said, if you've had a job in a particular neighborhood and you really liked working for the people and the houses around it were similar to the houses that you were in, it's just a tremendous tool at a pretty low cost. That's really very inexpensive to get in to do this. Like what John's got clicked up here, it's 529 mail pieces. You're not going to spend, I don't think you're going to spend $500 to do this total thing with your time taken out of it, meaning the time for you to actually create, do the creation and all that kind of thing of making the pieces. But I don't think your total expense is going to be $500. And so then you just have to determine how many jobs do you need to get out of it to pay back your $500 and all that sort of thing. It takes a little bit of thought, but well, I think at the same time, it sure seems extremely reasonable to me.
So Larry, you were telling me before the show that you have somebody that actually did this, and they got what kind of response rate or what kind of interest rate?
Yeah, so Matthew Jordan, who's been on our show, it's junkgenerals.com and Georgia Clearing Company. I can't remember the episode number, but Matthew's a young man who I'm working with, and he has done Every Door Direct on several different occasions, and he has a long-standing relationship. You know, he knows how to write his offers up and things like that, and he knows his business quite well. And he did about 500 pieces, and he ended up with almost a 20% return rate. And out of that 20% return rate, he closed more than enough business to justify his effect. He got a return on investment of, it was pretty astounding. He actually said his concern now is when he does it, he has to be careful to not generate too many leads and too much business because he can't get it handled in time. But once he got this thing down, he just walks, you know, he sends these things out and the phone, email, and text starts blowing up because he does all of those things.
Well, and contrast that, folks, with, you know, if you're doing cold calling, you know, you're lucky to get a 1 to 2% response.
Right. Right.
And plus, you're back out working while the post office is delivering all this. And
yes,
you know, Larry and I were talking about, you know, think about the time it would take just to hit in this case 529 places, you know, for $107.
Yeah,
you're gonna wish you'd be hard pressed to say, hey man, $107 is too much for that. No, you'll probably now. Let's go back to one of the statistics that we had quoted before, was that probably 80% of homes are going to need some kind of handyman service, if I remember that stat right.
It was 80% plus, we think.
Right. It's exactly. So think about that, right? And I think, Larry, you made the comment on the show about, you know, you'll go down a neighborhood and you look at 10 homes. Well, 8 of them could use your services. Think about how much this could generate for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, in some of our cases here, you know, 1 hour of activity based on this, or maybe two, pays this thing off.
Could be.
And then the rest of it is pretty much, you know, in your pocket.
Well, and the other side to this is, particularly in our business, as you know, John, is we work on a referral basis. So if you go and you do a good job, this is a cascading effect. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, my customers, just in general, what I call, quote, my good customers, I mean, I see them on average a couple of times a year minimum. Sometimes it's 3-4, sometimes it's every month.
Mm-hmm.
So just depending, this is when we generate this as a lead gen opportunity, meaning it's a lead generation opportunity. And being in the same neighborhoods and things, you know, some of those customers are going to convert, in the handyman business anyway, into long-term customers. So your return on investment, if you can just get out of it, yeah, it can be immense. It can be almost infinite, really, honestly. But it's just a cascading effect. If you're looking for a way to try to get out and generate some new business, I think you certainly have to look, you have to consider it. It's certainly worth taking a look. Now, we will say you do have to take your pieces down to the post office. I don't know that, you know, that's a little bit of time, but it's not that much time. And you do have to create the pieces and do all of that. But once you get a basic format done, I think you'll be in good shape, because you can do this over and over. And make your pieces something that you can reuse for other things, even if they're, you know, door hanger types or whatever. And you can do there. I think on the using EDM up on that right-hand tab, it tells you what you can do. It's flyers, restaurant menus, and things like that. So it's postcards, flyers, whatever. There's a bunch of different things you can do at the same rate. So it's all just kind of one of those things. It's just basically put a little thought into it. And folks, if you have any questions on that stuff and you want some basic help with like doing some layouts and things, you can contact us. Send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com, and we will help you with that. I certainly will help you with that. I sort of like doing that kind of stuff.
You know, I was just looking here, Larry, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, folks, just send us some questions or whatever you have. I would highly encourage everybody to go to this site, Forever Door Direct, and take a look. I mean, I was just sitting here while you were talking, Larry, and I pull this up, Miss Route. I know we're getting short on the show here, but you know, in this case, here's the average income level right here in this neighborhood. It's $115,000. So what does that tell you, right? There's a lot more.
there's
some less that's bringing this into that range. But the people here, it's only six, let's call it 7% are age 23, are 25 through 34. So what's that tell you? They're a lot older.
They're older, yeah.
Okay, so that might be a really nice neighborhood to check out.
right.
You know, so anyways, and it's only $80. Okay.
Yeah. And it's
to hit 393 homes
or 393. Yeah. 393. So that's a, you know, more modest size. And I guess my takeaway on this, folks, is one other thing, and I said this before, but you do need to run test after test after test after test. And when I say that, what I mean is that you just have to try different things sometimes. And this is one of those things. And some of this stuff is just, you know, there's certain times a year that you're going to want to send these things out, and you'll learn that, you know, you want to predate your activity. So you don't want to do gutter cleaning in, the dead of winter, because your gutters either, if they haven't been cleaned, it's too, you know, it's basically, why are you doing it now? But you want to, that's not really a great example. I'm trying to think of a better example, but yeah, well, let's,
well,
just
there's
take,
seasonality,
there's
to
seasonality,
things.
Right.
Yeah,
so you want to be ahead of the season. I would tell you too on this thing, one of the other things you can do with this is if you have a job coming up, and let's just say it's a larger job, say you're doing say you're putting a bathroom in or something like that. You're doing a job for somebody in that neighborhood. If you have that planned out far enough in advance, you could do this as a coordinated effect where the mailer goes out while you're at that job. And then if somebody calls you for a free inspection, you are right up the street.
Yeah.
Dude, that's how to make your time efficient.
You know, no matter how long you've lived somewhere, you know, a lot of things kind of escape you. You know, it's like the, you know, it's like trying to find something in the obvious.
Right.
But, you know, using something like this, you might find a neighborhood that's very close to you that might be just perfect.
Yes.
So now we're talking about a higher profit because you're not driving 2 hours or an hour or 30 minutes.
Johnny, do you do that? Johnny, yeah. So folks, if you've heard Johnny say this, but Johnny works basically in his neighborhood and doesn't really work too far out of his neighborhood. Like, he's like, this is Johnny telling me stories. Well, I could walk down to the job, but I think I'll better take the truck because I probably need some tools.
Right. Exactly.
You know, then there's me. Well, I got an hour and a half drive, you know, no, an hour drive.
But, you know, it's kind of interesting. So folks, you know, check out this tool.
Yeah,
it might really pay off for you.
It might be something that's good for you. It's just kind of one of those things. It exists out there, and I think it's very reasonable. All right, Johnny, with that, didn't you get a spaceship email? No, you got a piece of direct mail in the spaceship that said they're landing on such and such a day.
You got the direct you got the direct mail there, Larry.
It happens. Folks, if you like this craziness we call the Handyman Pros Radio Show, please like and subscribe to our channels. Please hit our YouTube channel up too if you want to see our faces. We do put some demos out once in a while. We've got a show coming up where we're going to build a table and we'll have lots of good stuff with that. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, questions at handymanprosradioshow.com. We do get back to people. We've got a couple of comments we're gonna comment on and had a couple of people asking for some advice that we've so graciously just given to them and trying to set up some phone calls and stuff like that. So with that, anything else, Johnny? We got anything else going?
Nope, that's it, folks.
Take us home, baby.
Yep. Thanks for listening to us at the Handyman Pros Radio Show, and we'll see you next week.